Joining me in the studio is Ingrid Jensen, guest performer at the Sitka Jazz Fest this weekend. Welcome to Morning Edition, Ingrid.
Thanks, Melissa.
This is the first time you will be performing at the Sitka Jazz Festival. However, it's not your first time at Sitka, and you actually have some pretty strong connections to the region, including Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. My family, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and a bunch of my in-laws are living in Petersburg, and my husband was born there.
And you were in Sitka for your honeymoon?
Yeah. About 4 years ago, we had John's dad's boat and took it around Southeast Alaska and just had the most spectacular 2 weeks of our lives together.
Now, you play the trumpet, an unusual choice many people would think for a woman. However, it fits you perfectly.
I think so. I love playing it.
How did you come to be a professional jazz trumpeter?
It actually came to me. I mean, I wasn't really looking to become a jazz musician. I actually loved poetry and English when I was a kid in school. Those were the only things I could actually do well were music and English. And as I went through school, the influences of my mother's record collection started to really influence my direction in where I was going with my life. And there were band programs, really strong jazz programs in our community. Diana Krall comes from the same community. And many other great musicians. And so that's kind of how I just ended up playing trumpet. I listened to a lot of Louis Armstrong as a kid and wanted to kind of continue that way of communicating as I went through school.
Now, your musical style is very unique. And we're going to play a track off of your CD. The CD is called At Sea. We're going to play the title track, At Sea, and we'll get a little taste for your musical sensibilities, which we'll talk about, are very much formed and shaped by the environment, especially Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. So here we go, At Sea. This is so evocative of the languid nature of the Pacific Northwest that it sometimes exhibits. And you wrote this piece.
Yeah, it's really not much of a piece. You'll hear at the concert when I play with Tamir Hendelman's trio, you'll hear what actually evolved out of this piece. That, what we're listening to now, is actually, there was no music. I just played some phrases in the studio and I asked the guys to respond, and they're like, what meter is it in? How do we play it? And I said, just close your eyes and listen and we'll play off each other. And we came up with this moment, which I still get goosebumps when I listen to it, because it really takes me back to that, just that feeling of all the nature that surrounded us. It's in so many places in our lives, especially during that trip to Alaska. Of course, with the sound of the whales and trying to recreate that, but also the nature, I mean, the air and the space, which space is a really, really important word in jazz, because people tend to forget about space and clump all the notes together faster and faster. And the beauty of space, which Miles Davis was the master of, is that it creates this kind of unknown territory in the listener's mind and also in the artist's mind.
Now, you grew up wanting to emulate the greats like Miles Davis, and you developed your own very distinct style. Do you feel like you fit into the jazz community, that you've been accepted?
Oh, more than ever. And the people that tend to take a minute to figure me out are usually the audience that are used to seeing, you know, what a jazz trumpet player looks like, which is usually, you know, a guy, and usually a guy of African-American descent from maybe New Orleans, because when you see all the little, you know, the paintings and the little sculptures of what a jazz guy is, jazz trumpet player, they have this look, and, you know, they're sweating and their cheeks are all puffed and they're all stressed out. And they're cool, but there's another cool, which is just being yourself. And that's what initially attracted me to jazz was all of these personalities, from Clark Terry to Duke Ellington to Miles Davis to Mary Lou Williams, who is, was one of the biggest influences on so many of these guys that I'm mentioning, Thelonious Monk. And so that really drew me in, gave me a place for me to be me. And as I kept encountering these greats like Lionel Hampton, Clark Terry, and Harry Sweets, Edison, people who I listened to when I was like 9, 10 years old, they would hear me do what I do and actually encourage me more to follow that rather than try to play like them. So it's quite the privileged existence.
Now, as you believe that environment shapes or can shape your relationship to music and how you play, your experience in Sitka, you believe that the community of Sitka relates very well to jazz, that it's just a perfect fit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the community, you have to have this ability to look beyond judging one another for the way they look or sound or dress so that you can survive together and communicate through all these different levels of, well, I mean, you have extreme weather levels and extreme existence, subsistence levels as far as the way the industry works here too. So there has to be this communication going on, whether people like each other or not. It's exactly like when you get on stage with a bunch of jazz musicians. There may be a guy who's a great drummer and another guy is a great bass player, and they don't know each other, but as soon as they start fishing together or looking for ways to communicate together, it just takes off. And I think a community really, it creates that. It's like it's unspoken language of trust. And with that, you can go anywhere. And with the music, that's to me where the magic is. It's not in knowing what I can play next. Oh, here's a hot lick. Oh, here's something from a record. It's more about, geez, let's go into the unknown together and see what happens based on our knowledge we have at this point.
You're going to start working with students in the Sitka School District today. Have you had an experience or do you have a sense of where the music students are at in this community? And is education something that you look forward to? Is this an important component of the festival for you?
It's funny. I quit teaching at a school because it just burnt me out. But now I feel like I'm actually more able to be a teacher, or not a teacher, because you can't really teach art, but you can communicate skills. So my goal is, of course, to communicate more ways that these guys can grow together and play together. I sat in with the combo yesterday. They were fantastic. They were really open to me throwing some curveballs at them, and it was just a little test. And then also rehearsed with the big band yesterday, and they also really were very responsive and very, you know, really good players on a very high level.
Let's talk a bit about your website and any CDs that are coming out.
There is a recent CD on there, which is called Nordic Connect, which is a band I have with my sister, who's a saxophone player and composer, and my husband as well, who's, you know, he's from Petersburg, so he has to have some Norwegian in him, therefore Nordic. And my sister and I are half Danish, and then we also incorporated this Swedish piano player who's a really good friend of mine from Berkeley when I went to school in Boston, and the three of us write all the music for that. And that band's called Nordic Connect, and that CD is on my site, ingridjensen.com, which is it's a website powered by ArtistShare, which is an independent label, and it's been created by a guy who got tired of seeing all his friends get ripped off by the record industry. And he's a wonderful creative genius, and you can also find something on there by Maria Schneider, and she does music on a really high level as far as with jazz orchestra. And her records I'm also on, and the newest one is up for a Grammy next week.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We're about out of time. I'd like to go out on another track on this CD at sea called Captain John. Can you tell us a bit about this piece?
I can. I wish we were playing it, but we just didn't have enough time to play it at the festival this week. This is when the boat broke down about 12 hours out of Petersburg on the first day of my honeymoon. And we were tossing and turning, and we had brought, like I said earlier to you, we've got my piano player and his girlfriend at the time with us on the first week of our honeymoon because it's just too beautiful to go to Alaska and not fair, just too selfish to go alone. So we brought them along the first week and dropped them off in Sitka and sent them home so we could have a week alone after that. So Jeffrey, the piano player, wrote this, and it's a tribute to Captain John, my husband, who fixed the boat so we didn't have to put on our survival suits.
Well, thank you very much, Ingrid, for joining me.
Thank you,
this
Melissa.
Morning. Ingrid Jensen, guest performer, trumpeter at the Sitka Jazz Festival this weekend. This is Captain John off of her CD, At Sea. Mm-hmm.